Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be joined here in studio by Jessa Skye. Jessa, thank you so much for coming down here.
Thank you for having me.
What does National Indigenous Peoples Day mean to you, Jessa, when we have this day?
This question's hard for me to answer, but basically how I would say it is it's representation for, you know, people that aren't aware of our culture and who we are. And it's kind of shocking when I like travel to the U.S. and a lot of people don't know about our history here. And it's interesting, right? Because us here in Canada, we all know what it's about. But to me, it's every day. It's important every single day. So I find like finding out who I was in recovery and being on social media, it's like every day is Indigenous Day. And like, I just so happen to be a singer and like an advocate and a keynote speaker. And I get to like live my dream, but really I'm just a native girl, like trying to follow her dreams. So I try to incorporate my culture through my content and like my spirituality and how I dress. And then also like going to different rezes and talking and sharing my story with the young ones. It's really cool to see other people that aren't Indigenous being so supportive. Yeah, it's validating and reaffirming that, you know, our trauma, like it's our power, if you allow it, if that makes sense. When people are like, we validate what you went through and we're sorry. And like, I just think we're like the strongest people on earth when we heal and we connect with our culture and like people in our community.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought up it's the official day, National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it really is every day. Absolutely. Yeah. Just in general, what do you hope people take away from National Indigenous Peoples Day?
Thank you for that question. That's a good question. I just want people to, you know, really see us for who we are and not make judgments on something they're not educated about. Before you make this investigation on what you think Indigenous people are and what you think our history is, go make that decision for yourself. Do your own education. Meet your own and other Native communities. Go into that community and then make a judgment call and see for yourself, because I think when you actually go through something authentically and you talk to an elder or you go do those things, you're having your own experience. And at the end of the day, we're all unique human beings. And so just reading something in a book, you know, I find like life experiences is what shapes us into who we are. So if people, you know, just be kind to everyone, really. We're all just humans, and I don't get treated differently often, you know, because I don't allow it, for one. It's an honor to be Native and get to, like, share who I am online and show little Nietzsche women and girls and boys that, you know, like, when you might be shy now, but, like, you're powerful. It's in you, so tap into it.